Hello, Loveland. I'm Mike Meldon, and this is your Loveland Weekly Podcast, brought to you by Gina Dubell Smith, EXP Realty, and Stone Pillar Farm. While you may have missed the Loveland Frogman Festival this past weekend, you're just in time for the streaming release of the new Frogman movie, crafted by Anthony Cousins out of Minnesota. I had the privilege of talking with Anthony to delve into his journey into the realms of writing and directing, and to uncover the origins of his captivating movie concept. The Frogman myth is steadily gaining traction, thanks in part to Jeff Craig and his Frogman Festival, as well as Anthony Cousins and his latest cinematic endeavor. And count me among those eagerly embracing its rise. Frogman is set to make its on-demand debut this Friday, March 8th. Until then, I hope you enjoy our conversation. Today is Monday, March 3rd, 2024.
So my name is Anthony Cousins. I started this journey in college when I decided to go to film school because I couldn't figure out what else to do, and movies was all I really cared about. And when I was there, I started to focus on cinematography primarily, which wasn't really the goal when I went to film school. It's just kind of what I realized I kind of had a knack for. And so I did that for a few years, and then this story came to my attention called When Susurra Stirs by Jeremy Robert Johnson. Was this really, really cool short body horror story. And I loved it so much. I really, really wanted to shoot it. I mean, I just wanted it to exist as a short, but like as a cinematographer, I wanted to shoot it. So I made that mostly just to, you know, like not with really the intention of becoming a director or anything. I just wanted to shoot something that cool I haven't done before. And it unexpectedly did really, really well at festivals, like very well. And it made me think, well, maybe I better take another shot at this. Maybe I can direct. I had a lot of fun doing it. Maybe I'll give it another try. So then I did a slasher short, like a horror comedy, kind of Friday the 13th meets Wet Hot American Summer. And that did really great too. And through that, I met the producers at Paper Street that brought me onto the Scare Package movies. So I did a segment for each of those. So that's kind of, it's just kind of snowballed from there. It was really almost accidental. I've always loved film and I've always been a cinephile, especially horror. But I never really truly considered being able to do that as a career,
right?
You know, as a lifestyle, until I started looking into college. And that's when I realized like, oh, all the other things that you could go to college for just do not interest me at all.
So what inspired you to create Frogman? Where did you hear the story first? How did this all come about?
So we were on a short film that my co-writer, John Carsco, he was directing. And it was set in like a coast to coast style radio show. And so he decorated this whole radio station with all this, you know, like I Want to Believe poster and like aliens exist, like that kind of stuff. And he had a map of the U.S. with a cryptid in each state. And in Ohio was the Frogman. And I love cryptids, but as a lot of people, I had never heard of the Frogman. He's kind of a lesser known one. He's gaining popularity, it seems, year by year. He's becoming more of a household name. But at that time, it was 2018, and I had never heard a word about him. And so we were all just fascinated with him immediately. And my actor from Frogman, Nate Timoshuk, he was starring in this short also. And so he was there when we all discovered Frogman together, and we thought, oh man, it'd be so fun to do a movie where you're running around the woods looking for him, you know, and that just naturally it had to be found footage. It just lent itself to that. And Nate, he goes running around the woods with a camera anyways, not even movie related. He just runs around looking for deer at night. So, you know, we wrote it for him. Thank you.
can you tell about the story without giving too much away how you develop that? Is that cool?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So, you know, as I said, like we kind of started with just like, man, it'd really be fun to watch our buddy Nate run around the woods looking for the frogman. That led to us going, well, then it'd be found footage, which found footage and cryptids just go together really well as it is, you know, Patterson-Gimlin footage, like that's kind of the best found footage of all time.
Right.
And so we kind of started there where it was like, okay, so what if as a kid he saw the frogman and like accidentally captured footage of it, almost like the Patterson-Gimlin footage of the frogman. So that's where our story starts, is in 1999, he's 10 years old. He accidentally gets footage of this thing while he's on a family vacation. Now it's present day. He's, you know, 30 something, hasn't really made anything of himself, wants to be a filmmaker. It's a little autobiographical. And someone's debunking his footage. They're calling bullshit on the footage he captured when he was a kid, which has like since become infamous. So he's got nothing. He's at rock bottom and he's like, all right, I'm going back to Loveland. I'm going to get proof that this thing exists. You're not going to be able to argue with this. And he grabs a couple of buddies from film school. You know, they're all kind of estranged and doing their own thing now. And it's kind of like, no, let's get the gang back together. Let's, you know, like the good old days, let's go make a movie together. And that's really where it starts. And then they go to Loveland and they go looking for Frogman. They find more than they bargained for.
That's awesome. So how can people see this? When's the release date? Where's it going to be?
So it releases on VOD on March 8th. So it'll be on Apple and Amazon. We did VHS tapes through Lunch Meat VHS. They sold out, but I have my own secret batch. So I'll have those at Frogman Festival next weekend. I also have my own batch of Blu-rays that we made up, which have a bunch of special features on it. John and I talking about the evolution of the script, some bonus footage, some outtakes, stuff like that. So I'll have those at the festival too. And whatever's left, I'll put online afterwards for sale. But yeah, VOD, that's going to be the place everyone can get a hold of it March 8th.
Hey, Loveland, it's Emily Barblow, your local publisher of Loveland Lifestyle Magazine. Just wanted to remind you guys that we love covering all of the people, happenings, and things going on in our amazing town of Loveland, Ohio. So make sure to grab your latest copy. We always drop a bunch off in downtown Loveland and surrounding areas. Or follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Everything from events to mini press releases, articles. I mean, we have so much happening here. We love covering all of the things happening. So make sure if you're not already following us on social media, you are. And stay tuned for more awesome info from Loveland Lifestyle.
Hello, this is Elise Knapp-Schaefer with another Loveland High School Weekly Update. So, this week marks the end of the third quarter, which for seniors means that they have one more quarter left of school before they embark on their next chapter, whether it be college, the workforce, or the armed forces. But for this week, we do still have things going on to wrap it up. First of all, there are Winter Sports Awards to celebrate all the exceptional athletes that put in the work during these winter months. And to kick off the spring sports season, there is a Spring Meet the Team where all of the spring sports will gather together and go over the rules and guidelines for the spring season. Additionally, since girls wrestling is still in, they have regionals this week. Finally, to end the week, there is an Austrian dinner being put on by the German class on Friday where they celebrate the Austrian culture through food, music, and language.
Are you looking to make a difference in your neighborhood? Love Our Land has got you covered. We're on a mission to bring back life to our neighborhoods one yard at a time. Join us in restoring what we've lost to invasive species. and help our neighborhoods thrive again with a variety of life. From educational classes to nature walks, Love Our Land offers it all. Become a member today and make a positive impact on your community. And when you do, all events and classes are absolutely free. It truly takes all of us. Visit loveourland.org for more information. Let's make our neighborhoods bloom together with Love Our Land. Looking ahead in Loveland, Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is now at the Loveland Stage Company until March 17th. For showtimes, visit the Loveland Stage Company website. If you have any events that you would like me to mention or show ideas for the podcast, please reach out to mike@lovelandpod.com. We have something truly special here in Loveland. Thank you for listening and have a great week. With the support of On Brand Studios, this episode was recorded, produced, and engineered by Mike Meldon. And please note that the opinions expressed in the podcast do not necessarily represent the views of our sponsors or organizations.